It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Many local restaurants have been closed since March. Will going into a bar or a restaurant be the same if the COVID crisis eases? Civil Beat's Chad Blair joins us this morning and tells us what restaurant owners are thinking.
Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, so, you know, you work in an area where there are lots of restaurants.
Yeah, Stuart Yurton, our business reporter, actually opens his story with Chris Kajioka, who did open up Miro Kaimuki, which is nice because that's where we are. Civil Beat has their offices on Wailea 10th. But what a rough time to open a restaurant. And Stuart goes into the data. I didn't realize this, but the industry employs here in the islands 85,000 people. We're talking restaurants and bars. That works out to be Hawaii's largest private employer. But of course, there's been an statewide shutdown in effect till May 31st. Some places are reopening, but restaurants and bars, different story there. There is takeout allowed, but this is really causing a lot of anxiety for what is already, you know, at best a marginal business, right? A lot of restaurants open and close all the time. It can be difficult to sustain.
Yeah, I mean, it is stunning. Just on my street alone, you know, I've got a chef who works in Waikiki. He's out of work. You know, he's out fishing in Waimanalo to get food on the table.
Yeah, you know, this You Hero report just came out and said since the January to April period, this industry, restaurants and bars, have lost 36,000 jobs here locally. Now, you can compare that to hotels, 23,000 jobs lost. The largest, by the way, is the retail industry. I mean, Ala Moana Shopping Center, all the malls closed, 45,000. This is really a shock in particular for restaurants because it was projected to be actually a growth market, one of the fastest growing markets, industries over the next 10 years. Obviously, that has changed.
Right. And everything now is, you know, pushing the takeout orders, but that's just not enough to sustain the businesses.
No, it's not. And remember that a lot of the folks that work in bars and restaurants are already people making, you know, on average about $30,000 a year. These aren't folks that have large savings accounts. So you can maybe get by a month or two or so, but if this lasts months and years, that's going to go way beyond the federal bailout that's helping folks get by. Even those SBA loans that are helping, it's about $2 billion in loans. They are helping a lot. Under that payroll protection program, a restaurant owner, for example, if they use the money to pay their employees, they don't have to then pay that money back. But that's going to run out by the end of June. So is takeout enough? People very much want to resume opening, and especially when you're seeing things like car washes and flower shops and others gradually phasing these back in.
Right. And then, you know, the landlords are probably wondering about the rent that they're supposed to collect.
Absolutely. Can they maybe hold off a little bit on that? And if you do reopen, do you have everybody stand 6 feet apart? You know, and what about tourists? Tourists are the largest market. But here's another thing. It's an existential question in a lot of ways. Do you then, let's say you run a sushi place, do you then have your workers wearing gloves and masks to deliver your food? I mean, how is that going to work? It may change our whole concept of certainly high-end or fine dining. What are we going to be comfortable with as a customer given the lingering effects of coronavirus?
Right. So it's going to be a whole new world, dining and bar hopping. Be an interesting summer.
It will indeed. Thank you, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad. That was Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. To read Stuart Yurton's full story, visit civilbeat.org.